History on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. Variable clouds today, scattered showers and a thunderstorm, lower 70s. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, mid-60s. We'll get Pat's full detailed forecast coming up in just a few minutes. The Connecticut House voted on Monday to extend Governor Ned Lamont's sweeping powers to manage the ongoing state response to COVID-19. Amid protests against another extension, dozens of demonstrators, including parents upset over school mask mandates and vaccine skeptics, demanded the legislature end rather than extend the public health and civil preparedness emergencies to mid-February. Well, after 4 hours of debate, the House voted 80-60 to continue the public health and civil preparedness emergencies to February 15th, with every Republican and 10 Democrats opposing the latest renewal. School districts across Connecticut on Monday did not see the disruption to bus routes that were anticipated over the weekend, as nearly all the school bus drivers showed up to work, according to school and transportation officials. The Connecticut School Transportation Association, which represents 67 school bus companies across the state, expected nearly 300 drivers to quit over the weekend due to the governor's vaccine mandate that went into effect Monday. According to the association spokesperson, Lamont mandated all school bus drivers, along with all state and school employees, have to get a COVID-19 vaccine or submit to weekly testing. He shook off requests last week to push back Monday's deadline for the mandate. Many districts are already dealing with school bus driver shortages, and school and transportation officials feared the mandate would exacerbate busing delays or other social issues. COVID in Dutchess schools, the totals are low, but statistics on the state dashboard differ. School districts across the region reported generally low numbers of positive COVID cases among students and staff over the past 2 weeks, according to state figures. Public school districts in the Mid-Hudson region of the state, Westchester, Rockland, Putnam, Orange, Sullivan, Dutchess, and Ulster counties, reported 837 positive student cases between September 13th and 24th, representing about 0.2% of total public high school enrollment in the seven counties, which was well over 322,000 students in 2019 and 2020. Great Barrington Residential School staffer has been charged with the forcible rape of a girl. An employee of a residential school for girls with severe behavioral and psychiatric issues accused of forcibly raping a girl multiple times. School employees and police say they have seen the alleged abuse on surveillance video. Douglas Agia, 41, of Pittsfield, was arraigned September 16th in Southern Berkshire District Court in connection with the rape of a student who was under the age of 16 at Brookside Intensive Treatment Unit in late August and early September. He's charged with one count each of rape of a child and forced and aggravated statutory rape. The Berkshire District Attorney's Office moved for a dangerousness hearing and asking the judge, on the condition that he surrender his passport, stay away from the alleged victim and the school, and have no unsupervised visits with a child under the age of 18. The judge set a pretrial hearing date for November the 8th. Good news abounds, and once again, our region. News out now that the 10th annual Brewski Fest will return to Salisbury Ski Jumps on Sunday, October 10th, 2021. There'll be music, pumpkins, corn stalk stands, over 30 craft breweries offering over 200 examples of beer. This has been going on for the past 10 years, except for last year. Tickets and more information are available on the web at brewskifest.com. Coming up in Canaan Falls Village, the Special Board of Finance Committee meeting at 9 o'clock in the morning. In Sheffield, the Cultural Council has a meeting at 4 p.m. In Sharon, to the Board of Selectmen at 5:30. The Board of Finance also have a meeting set for 5:30. Dover Union Free School District has a meeting at 6 o'clock. In Cornwall, the Economic Development Committee meets at 7:30 p.m. Sharon Hospital and New Vance Health will host a community update from 5:30 till 7 p.m. on Wednesday via Zoom live stream video. The president, Dr. Mark Herko, and members of the leadership team at New Vance Health and Sharon Hospital will share important updates regarding new investments and transformative plans for the future. Participants are encouraged to submit questions in advance by emailing sharonhospital@newvancehealth.org or calling 845-554-1734. A copy of the digital presentation will be accessible on their website following the event. For more information, 845-554-1734. In Dover, on Wednesday, the town board has their regular meeting. A special meeting of the town board of Hillsdale will be happening on Wednesday at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Weebatuck School District meets on Thursday, a financial aid night at the High School Library at 6 p.m. Salisbury Congregational Church presents their Meeting House Music Meditation, a half hour of music for quiet reflection, free to the public at 12 noon on Friday. It's held at the Salisbury Congregational Church in Lakeville. Also, a reminder that on Friday, October 1st, Friday, October 15th, and Friday, October 29th, Region 1 has permission to give vaccinations. Each one of those clinics will be held at the high school from 3 till 7 p.m., offering all three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, as well as a booster vaccination for eligible populations, according to the CDC. Haystack Book Festival takes place in Norfolk at the library Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Live streaming and in person. For more information, you can go to facebook.com Haystack Book Festival. The Stockbridge Library has their annual book sale on October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the library front lawn, Main Street in Stockbridge, stockbridgelibrary.org. The Ancrum, Ancrumdale, and Boston Corner Hamlet planning groups invite you to an informational meet-and-greet party on Saturday from 4 to 6 at the Surface Library on Route 7 next to the Ancrum Post Office in Ancrum, New York. Because of COVID, they're erring on the side of caution, asking you to bring your favorite beverage and snack for your own consumption, along with a mask if you wish to enter the gallery. RSVP to corcoran@j@gmail.com. Kent Memorial Library presents Kent Quiz Night, Saturday, October 2nd at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6. Proof of vaccination is required for entry. It will be held at the Connecticut Antique Machinery Association, 31 Kent Cornwall Road in Kent, Connecticut. The quizmaster will be Shara Marshall, MC Steve Penner, to form a team of four and give it a name. It's $50 per team, $60 at the door, plus a bottle of wine. You may register in person at the library or online at kentmemoriallibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And also underwritten by Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,869.37, the NASDAQ at 14,969.97, and the S&P 500 at 4443.11. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.